Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. Welcome to If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes, a podcast where we talk about the under the wet sun. What is it? Navigate crazy.
No, crazy make up skills. Your. How about this? No more. Written intro. You just intro it however you want, Nikki. It's
okay,
our podcast.
Okay, I'll try again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. Welcome to If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes, a podcast about what it's like to kind of be alive in the year of our Lord 2024, and then 2023, and then hopefully 2025.
Huh?
We'll see. And then 2022 as well. It's just kind of a podcast. Like, I just don't think that it's like, because we can't call it like, sometimes, like, we did an episode a couple of weeks ago where like half of it wasn't funny, you know? So like, I don't know if we could always call it a comedy podcast. So I just think that like, if we open it up to being like, anyway, with me as always is LB Hunk Tears and John Warren and Jordan Valerie's on the sticks.
Am I in 2024? Or am
You're
I in 2023?
You're in 2022.
I'm in 2023.
Have I lost
Nikki's
my job?
Nikki's in 2024.
Yet?
You are about to.
I'm about to lose my job.
Couple of months.
Okay. Cool.
But not yet.
Yeah, not you yet. Just got told it, you're believing that if you really do a great job for E3. Okay. Everyone's going to keep their jobs.
All right, I'm going to go write my blog that says, I hope someday they make Dragon's Dogma 2.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
I have news from 2024, John.
What's going on?
They're making a second Dragon's Dogma.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Crazy.
This week on the program, we are going to we're going to bullet point all of the things that we're going to talk about.
Oh, so an agenda,
kind of an agenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we can talk about, so we can be prepared.
Do I need to give
organized.
You, do I need to give you my notes? Or yeah. Are we individually giving,
well, I mean, will we all like make the note? So we have our note document in front of us as we always do every week.
Okay.
So if you haven't, I'm looking through it here now, and it says, John, that you haven't put your notes in. So if you want to put your notes in really fast.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know why we have the pre-show meetings. If you don't, put your stuff in there.
Yeah, John, thank you so much for saying something, Nikki, because I've actually been like, I've been thinking the same thing for a while. Like, you know,
because we have the production meetings and we have all of these meetings and so much time carved out on the calendar. And okay, so John, do you want to take your topic first, or would you like to talk about Bruno Mars's gambling debt first?
I feel like this one's really quick.
For sure.
And was in a professional setting this weekend and struck up a conversation with a realtor. And the realtor asked about what I do for a living. And so she told her about Glider and some of the other ventures, nebulous ventures that I'm involved with. And also said I'm a podcaster. And the person kept pushing on what the podcast was called because her 14-year-old son, quote, loves podcasts. And Anne did cave and tell her the name of the show, a show that Anne has never listened to. So if you are the 14-year-old son of a realtor,
welcome to the show.
Wife, you can turn off the podcast and go back to playing Roblox.
Okay, that first of all, so rude. This 14-year-old kid is so past Roblox, and it's insulting.
For like 3-year-olds.
Yeah, it's
Roblox
insulting
is for like baby
to game. our new audience.
Of 14-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Because, hey, kid, bud, come here. I need you to tell every single one of your friends about this show. Every single one of your friends. Tell your teachers.
Kid, bud, tell your teachers.
Tell your teachers.
Tell your teachers.
Absolutely.
Because they're actually the target demo, but tell your friends. Because the thing is, your kids, I've seen your kids, I've seen enough TikToks about teachers being like, my kids today called me the Rizzler. Like, if we start coining stuff, you and us together,
right,
then your teachers will get confused.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's like a fun little relationship we'll have. Mm-hmm. So just tell your, like, thank you so much for listening to this show. Hopefully you started with this one. Mm-hmm. If you started at the beginning and aren't going to get to this one for 75 weeks,
oh boy,
this is going to be a little nuts. Mm-hmm. But
now you're 15.
Now you're 15. Welcome.
And if you're 15, we don't fucking need you. I don't need you. No. I don't like I, the demo is mean? Over. It's this, 14 and under.
This 15 year old demo. Child is going to be so confused about what year they're in when they get to this episode.
You're in 2007, kid.
The kids in 2007?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, fuck. They're like, a what cast?
Yeah.
Is there, okay, you wake up and it is 2007. You are the age you were when it was 2007, but you have the knowledge of today. What is the first gambling. Thing you're doing?
Gambling.
You're not old enough to gamble. You're 11 years old.
I'm telling people to do gambling. What?
I'm Nikki. I'm the child that tells you to gamble.
Okay. Think about this sincerely.
If you show up at a restaurant and you just get a little tap on the shoulder, and 11-year-old Nikki's like, "I think you should gamble more."
Yeah. It's just that, like, I only have to get the results of two sporting events correct before someone trusts me.
Oh, enough. Sure. Right. Yeah, but how are you putting? Are you doing it through? An adult? Are you placing
that through? I have to tell my mom, I guess.
You would tell your mom. Mom.
Well, my mom's not going to buy anything. I was about to say.
So who is the adult that you're going to place these bets?
To convince to gamble. Oh, maybe my PE teacher.
Oh. Okay.
Sure, my PE teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Castaneda absolutely would cut me in.
Okay.
Oh, for sure he would, yeah.
Jordan, you have to cut 100% of this conversation out of the show because I want to make a screenplay about this so bad, about child Nikki and their adult PE teacher going on a gambling spree across the desert into Nevada
The PE teacher
gets in incredible trouble for kidnapping a child and bringing them across state lines. An unbelievable amount of trouble.
Do you think that I, at any point, because is the reveal, what's the reveal?
Is the reveal that
I'm a time traveler, or is the reveal that I have to go back?
You're a time traveler and you have to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, how many bets can we do? And it's like, we really have to get all of the information out of me before. Yeah. And it's like, as I'm writing down the results to Super Bowl 53, I like start to fade away.
Right.
Also, like, make sure to share this with child Nikki.
Also, the last 10 minutes of the movie is you going back to your present time to find that the PE teacher has completely stolen whatever money you had squirreled away between then and now. Like, you make a pact, you're like, okay, mister, thank you so much for gambling with me. Thanks for stashing away my $50 million. And you get back to 2024. It's like, that shit is gone.
It's gone.
Actually, you forgot to tell them what to do with the money. So he, in perfectly good faith, invested in subprime mortgages.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's all gone.
Classic. Yep.
And then the rest of it with the Sam Bankman Fried.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
That's what I would do.
I don't know what I would do. I did great in 2007.
Well, but did you do great? But you have an opportunity in 2007 to start something that you wish you had done in those years.
Were you old enough to buy stock?
Yeah.
Oh, then that's easy.
Yeah, I was old enough.
2007, the perfect year to buy stocks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you buy Apple stock, you're gucky.
I did buy Apple stock with my bat mitzvah money.
Oh, see? And that's why LB is the richest person on the planet.
What a fucking dork with your bat mitzvah money.
That's why LB is the richest person on the planet.
Uh-huh. Genuinely, though, that's why I have a safety net.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Sure.
Yeah, thanks,
Tim Apple.
Asked me.
Thank you, Tim Cook.
Thanks, Abusive Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Abusive Steve.
Stinky Steve. You know he was stinky?
Jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he was.
He wore the same clothes all day.
He never showered.
He never showered.
And he would show up and people would be like, oh no, it's Stinky Steve.
When I found out that he thought he could fix his pancreatic cancer by eating fruit, I learned so much about him.
Yeah.
So true, yeah.
Like in that one sentence, I was like, this dude smells bad. Mm-hmm. He doesn't brush his teeth regularly. He like probably drives a car that sucks. Like for sure. Like I immediately learned a lot about Steve Jobs. Very quickly. What are you going to do? It's 2007, John.
Yeah, John, what do you do in 2007?
I'm probably not getting married.
That's huge. Well, are you sure?
Yeah, probably not.
But that changes you forever moving forward.
No one's right to get married when they're 22. Someone even told me that. And I was like, yeah, well, yeah,
that's very young to get married, John.
It's very young. So I'd probably I'd probably not do that. I'm going to graduate college. Then what am I? I'm going to basically do nothing for 3 years.
That's huge.
And I didn't love that. I didn't love doing nothing. So you would do something instead. Yeah, I'd start trying to make money because that's something I didn't really do until I had enough of a safety net to just start a thing myself, and then I blew all that money. For sure. So it'd be nice to just like start over and be
so
like,
you could have just like gotten a fucking job?
Yeah, I could have just gotten a regular job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well,
Probably learn Japanese.
Jordan says
I would have learned Spanish is actually what I would have done. That would have been huge for me.
Because the thing about right now is that you can't learn languages anymore. So Jordan says that he would learn Korean and adjust the trajectory of his entire life to bring him and Tiffany Young together.
That's huge.
But because he has this huge secret about being a time traveler, it ruins their chances at a happy relationship because she can never tell that Jordan is never fully honest.
Okay, but
with her.
Jordan, you wouldn't need to learn Korean because she's from like Orange County.
They speak
and
Korean.
She had
there.
To learn. She was still learning Korean. Or Jordan, are you saying you would go into Tiffany's Korean class and you would learn Korean together?
Oh, that's cute.
And that's how you can build a lasting bond. Yeah, I'm really good at time travel seduction of members of Girls' Generation. I have like thought so much about doing time travel seduction.
Sure.
For my whole life,
time travel
pretty much.
Seduction. Like that song.
Yeah, just like that song, time travel. Sorry. Yeah. Like I'm getting so emotional thinking about just how beautiful that song is.
Yeah.
Time travel seduction.
Yeah, it's just like
from Time Traveler's Wife, the movie, the original song. Uh-huh. It was nominated for the Oscar.
It lost to Billie Eilish.
I'm
going back in time to tell people about Billie Eilish. I'm going back to 2007. I'm just telling people about Billie Eilish, and that's it.
There's a rich child.
Yeah, that's coming
side.
Down the pipe. You'll never fucking believe this.
You'll never believe it.
Her mom is about to voice act in Mass Effect and Oblivion. And also, she's going to have a kid. Brother's going to be really, really creepy.
Yeah, his name is Phineas.
Yeah.
So when you see Phineas and Ferb, know that there's real people named Phineas. They exist.
In real life.
Yeah.
2007. I did good. I would smoke more cigarettes? No, that's impossible. I smoked the most cigarettes anyone could smoke in 2007.
Interesting. No way. You could
smoked
have smoked
a lot
more.
Of cigarettes.
Did you ever do two at one time?
Well, I was about to say, did you ever do like the minigun where you basically?
No, yeah. I didn't do that. That's just excessive.
So then you didn't smoke as many cigarettes as you could have.
Yeah,
is what I'm hearing.
Right.
Okay,
fucking
fair
coward.
You need to take some cues from Tex Avery cartoons because like he drew so many wolves smoking like crazy configurations of cigarettes.
I didn't have a good time in college, but I met my really good friend there, so I'm glad I went.
Okay.
Even though it was expensive.
That's what I'm saying.
I would say never take out a student loan, is what I would say.
That's huge. John, if you go back in time, though, and don't get married, then you don't get married the second time.
Why not?
Because you didn't get married the first
time.
Wait, so you're saying you unlocked marriage. I unlock it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it was behind it. It was gated.
Well, I would do some sort of speed run of it the second time to unlock it to get the second one.
To get marriage too.
Yeah.
So you still would have to get married.
Yeah. But I mean like
but not that marriage.
But not that marriage and not that age.
Sure.
You know.
Well, I don't know. I just think that everyone should consider buying a sports almanac
100%.
And reading it every single night right. before you go to bed. So or, you can commit it to memory just in case.
If I do that, I can probably learn Spanish. Like if I can remember everything in the sports almanac, sure. I can probably learn probably. Spanish.
Wouldn't
a language
be funny,
that is
funny,
ambiently around me all the time.
Wouldn't it be funny if you brought the wrong almanac through and it's just the farmer's almanac? And so you're trying to convince people that opening bets on whether it'll rain on like July 8th
that's
or whatever.
That's huge though. That, okay, that's also fine. I think I could walk into ABC and be like, I know exactly what the weather is going to be today. Fuck you, Dallas Rains. Okay, I'm actually better. So like, throw all of the fucking shit. You don't need a meteorologist.
So you'd be.
I know what the weather is going to be like today.
You would be a pioneer of weather-based prop bets, basically.
Absolutely.
Okay. What's it called when you do it on like a bunch of different things? Is that a parlay?
Parlay.
Like a parlay.
Yeah. So you do a parlay on like rain here, like a tornado in this other place, an earthquake.
I would gamble on this right now.
Like a record-breaking, like a record-breaking heat wave.
Yeah,
yeah. You just do like a fully like.
Yeah, I would gamble on this right now. So we should turn this podcast off and make this app.
Welcome to Crop Kings. If you're driving, close your eyes.
That's our new thing. That's our
new
thing.
Crop Kings. Join now. Get a month of April parlay. Guess more than 10 days in April, and you win 28,000 bushels of hay.
you could start like, you could be like, the oranges are going to freeze in 2009.
Uh-huh.
We're going to lose the whole crop.
Right, yep.
You're going to lose the whole fucking crop.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there.
Okay.
Okay, so Bruno Mars.
Oh,
we have to help
him.
Oh, speaking of gambling.
Yeah, speaking of gambling, we have to help him.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars, if you haven't heard the news, is allegedly in debt to the MGM Grand Hotel.
And they've locked him out of heaven. Can you believe that?
Yeah, stupid. Boo! He is in debt to the MGM Grand Hotel to the tune of $50 million American dollars.
Crazy.
On high roller, blackjack, and poker, and the like. And we have to help him get his money back so that he can pay MGM Grand. Here's the one thing that I don't, before we come up with ideas, here's the one thing I don't understand. His contract is for $80 million over the course of X number of years.
I had the same question.
Why don't they just make it $30 million?
Right, yeah.
It feels
like they could have saved a lot of headline ink by just coming out and saying like, oh, his contract is $30 million. And they're like, it used to be 80. And they're like,
not anymore. We changed
anymore.
It.
It's 30.
He came down.
He gave us a hometown deal. Like, all right.
Jordan says taxes. You have to pay taxes on gambling money you get?
Yeah.
You have to pay if you lose?
No. What?
Well, because you don't have an income to pay taxes
on. You don't have any income.
And there's no sales tax on it.
But then if the money is... Okay. I think I've invented a tax loophole. Because if the money is already gonna go... When you pay stuff, you don't have to pay taxes on it, right? Is it income if it never comes in?
So wait.
Say that one more time.
Wait, so are you envisioning a scenario in which you pay a service to set your money on fire?
No. Well, maybe.
Okay.
I'm saying that in this situation where Bruno Mars is being paid $80 million by MGM Grand, he owes them $50 million. If they're like, okay, we're just going to now say that you are going to get paid $30 million and we'll keep this $50 million that we were going to give you. Is that income?
No. Well, if they have not paid it out yet, then no.
Yeah, if they don't pay it to him, if he renegotiates right. both the debt and his contract.
Yeah, to be like, this blah, 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 blah.
But
then he's
but
Gucci.
Then he doesn't have to pay taxes on that. But there's a thing with that.
But crucially, the MGM has gotten revenue from Bruno Mars that they now need to pay taxes on.
They do pay taxes on that. And also, if the MGM Grand then just gives him the $80 million and then he gives them back $50 million, He does need to pay taxes on that full $80 million because that full $80 million is income.
That's fucked up. We should fix that. That seems wrong.
I mean, it seems like Bruno Mars needs a hobby.
Yeah.
He keeps getting addicted to stuff. He has one. It's gambling.
It's gambling and cocaine.
It's poker,
those are
right?
his thing.
What like, if
his
he got like a model trains like Rod Stewart?
Oh.
Rod Stewart
got into model trains and fixing potholes in his hometown. Have you read about this? He's gotten into so many disputes with his town.
Rules.
That's
great.
About filling potholes. He started to fill one himself.
But so maybe there just isn't a good model train store at the MGM.
He's Bruno Mars.
There's probably a really sicko train store in Las Vegas.
He can take a jet.
Yeah.
No,
to
well,
the
now
best
he can't.
One. Well, now he can't. But I mean, now he probably still can't.
I just think
it's cool because I didn't have him on my list of guys that were going to be Elvis.
Oh, really? Because he literally used to be an Elvis impersonator when he was a child.
He also loves drugs.
But like, I thought we were maybe past the point in society where we could have another Elvis.
Do you just mean someone that has a Vegas residency that's into drugs?
And it's kind of explodes?
And is trapped.
Okay.
Well, Britney Spears had a Vegas residency. Britney Spears was trapped. Much more trapped than Bruno Mars.
Yeah, but she wasn't.
Was she trapped by the casino?
No, she was trapped by her combined interests of her conservatorship. But Elvis they were in cahoots with the casino.
Oh, it's casino all the way down.
We gotta abolish casinos.
No. How am I gonna bring make in my money? Where the fuck is the Crop Kings?
Yeah, we're bringing Crop Kings.
Yeah, well, but we replace casinos with Crop Kings.
But we got that money has to come still from MGM, I think.
No, fuck MGM. We don't need them.
No, we're not cutting them into this deal.
We're not cutting them in.
No way.
What about the
It's not MGM palms. Land. It's MGM Grant. Okay.
What about Palms?
No, they're all out. They're all dead to me.
Yeah, they're all.
We gotta take them all down.
Yeah.
What? Are they your friends? Oh, because they're your friends. I forgot Mr. Palms and Mr. MGM Grant.
Mr.
Circus.
Mr. Circus.
Andy, happy that you remembered my callback, but it is still so sad.
So sorry. Okay, you know what? We'll figure something out with all your buddies.
No, it's fine. They can rot. What are we going to do? What are we going to do for Bruno? What should he do?
I think he should open a second residency.
at the
Five Below or whatever it's called.
You don't think he has a non-compete?
No, it's inside the MGM Grand. It's the second residency. So there's a frozen bar that you go into. They give you a coat and you go in there and you get they give you mittens and you get a glass. There's a bar inside the MGM.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's Las Vegas. And so you go in there to give you a coat and some gloves and they give you a glass made out of ice. And you sit on a bench made out of ice, and there's a DJ playing on turntables made out of ice.
Playing only Vanilla Ice.
Uh-huh. And then instead of the DJ, it's now Bruno Mars. That's just down there.
That's pretty good.
You know.
But it'd be too cold for him. He's so small.
He's so waifish and so cocaine.
His body's so small. He's
a human chihuahua.
He's brittle.
True. Yeah.
He would snap in the cold.
He would need to.
If he was too warm when you took him into the refrigerator, he might shatter.
You can't sing in the cold. It's not good for your throat.
I think he should. Mm. I think he should basically be every night he's got his show, but during the day he basically does like professional busking gigs. So like he goes to the roller coaster at the New York, and he sings there. He goes
like
to the
on
ice,
the roller coaster.
He goes to the ice bar. He goes to one of the underground trashy lingerie places. He goes to the Twilight Zone blacklight skee ball place that I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just keeps moving to different places, and then
this all sounds great.
I think it sounds great too.
It's a good
idea, better
John.
Than the coldness thing. I don't think that's healthy.
It'll take his mind off of gambling because he'll literally be working 24 hours a day, which is fine.
That's fine.
Right.
That's what the cocaine is for.
That's what the cocaine's for.
Well, no, we got to get him off that too. We got to have healthy brain.
Why do we
Mars.
Have to get him off the cocaine?
Because he's gonna
I was
explode.
Told I needed to give, do. I was told I needed to do one thing. The cocaine seems pretty paramount to
what
my.
What you were told? You're the one who decided. You were the one who brought this up.
No.
You were
the
one who texted us Nikki and said we need to address this.
No, that was
no,
me.
That was Nikki.
I
said
that.
That was Nikki. Oh, that. Was? Yeah. This wasn't my Sorry. Idea to get.
I don't pay super close that. Attention to the group chat.
Or to who says who. That's fine. To
who
us.
Says what?
LB, we all look the same.
LB thought my hair would be half done today because LB doesn't read your text.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. LB, do you know what you're going to do for Brunathan?
I'm going to get him into model trains.
That's huge. And you just think that really it's just about how much time he's spending.
He just
on
needs
the
to
game.
Redirect his energy into a yeah. different hobby. And if you like For wants sure. to spend money on an expensive hobby,
model trains is
model trains is not going to yeah. destroy your life the way cocaine and gambling will.
For sure,
that's true.
That tracks. I get that.
That's just my take. So, can we decide this matter is now closed?
Yeah, we did yeah. it. Bruno, get into trains.
Okay.
Get into trains.
I want to address something that Nikki said before we started sure. recording.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
What?
Welcome to our ad break. This episode is sponsored by cocaine.
Oh.
And they say, we keep Bruno Mars's lights on, so MGM doesn't have to. I don't know what that means. But
that's crazy like, slogan.
But that's the
yeah,
copy
that's
that
up. I don't care
I
for that.
Received.
Big if you, cocaine.
If you enter the code Bruno Mars Heart Cocaine into Crop Kings right now, you get a free May Day parlay, which means that the days between May 1st and May 10th, you get several different prop bets based on the yeah. weather in
bonus bets.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. I don't know why it's that specific, but that's what it is. And so you can do that right now. We have two associate producers over on our Patreon, patreon.com/ifyouredriving or ifyouredriving.com. One is Eric from Cleveland. The other is Keith from California. Thank you so much for your support. And let's get back to the show. Okay, I'll be sorry.
Before we started recording, Nikki said there have only been 75 years.
They did
say
that.
And I want
that.
To explore that.
Okay.
So we've had, you know, there's a lot of like debate yeah. about how old the Earth is.
Yeah.
You know, is it hundreds of millions of years old? Is it, you know, Bible age?
Mm-mm. No.
Nikki's saying
apparently
no.
not.
Nikki?
75. I just think you can boil down everything that's happened in human history into, I think, one of like 75 bespoke categories. And we've done variants of those 75 categories for a long time. There are only 75 kinds of year. And we kind of cycle through those years over and over again. And each one is the same.
So, and every 75 years, it starts over, and all the time that's existed before then didn't, it does not, no longer exist, and it's now.
Or No.
It's like a clock.
No. It's random. When the clock goes over to January 1st, a wheel is spun on which of the 75 years it's gonna be.
Okay, so do we have
like, really, is it like a boom year or is it a bust year? Is it right. a pandemic year? Like, is there a big tragedy year?
So,
like, is it
right.
a year? Like, is it like Harlem so had, Shake year? Like,
we had
that kind of stuff.
Okay, so we've had in my lifetime, we've had Harlem Shake year, we've had pandemic year.
Yeah, but like, what I'm saying is that like they'll come back around. So, like,
right.
like so, the past.
Are
like,
we
yeah.
sure though that the playlists repeat function is on? Because I would say right now it feels like it's off.
Well,
feels like
I mean,
we're gonna get to the end of the playlist and it feels like Spotify
that's
might
gonna
be like
be it.
You want me to just shut down now?
You want me to play more like this?
You want me to play Orinoco Flow 24 times in a row?
24 times.
I would love an Orinoco Flow year.
I would love that.
If we had a year that was like...
It was the year when it came out.
Oh, man.
When did Orinoco Flow come out? I don't think that's true.
Oh, so you think that there's been an Orinoco Flow resurgence?
No.
It's just, we're saying Orinoco Flow came out less than 75 years ago.
But I'm also saying, I want a year that feels like the song Orinoco Flow and isn't just the year that the song comes out. Right. I want the whole year to be defined by Orinoco Flow.
But that's the energy that we can put out into the year. It's not that there are numerically 75 years, is that there are 75 kinds of
I understand that, but I thought you were saying those are shuffled, and once they run out, the thing starts over into a new 75 years. That's not what you mean.
No, we keep going through the same 75.
Oh, so there's no... So someone who is 90 right now could be right
has
now...
Lived has lived every kind of year there
okay,
is.
Okay, and lived...
Plus
and lived
25 plus, of this of repeats. 15 of repeats.
That's right. All right, so someone who is 90 lived through... through pandemic year twice.
Correct. They did Spanish flu and coronavirus. That's
right. And they did. Wait, did they? Wait, I don't think we went with Spanish flu.
I don't remember when the Spanish flu was. 1918. Yeah, 1918.
Okay. Well, yeah. No, that doesn't work. Not if they're 90.
Well, okay. So we'll say they're 100, John.
Okay. So they're 100.
Yeah, say they're 100, John.
Sure. That still doesn't work, does it?
No, okay. They're 107 years old, John.
I think our bonus stream should be the three of us play one of those point and click math games from 1994 and see how fucked up we are.
That would be great. We should do that.
We should do that. I think that's a good idea. Because we're all really bad at fast math is the thing. Yeah, okay. I guess I see what you're saying. All right. So we've had our Orinoco flow though. But when does it roll over? Like when does it?
It doesn't. It doesn't roll over. Like when does the year become a different year? On the first.
No, I mean like
of
when
January.
When do we get a
when are we eligible for another Orinoco
75?
Flow year?
Yeah, when are we...
Oh, when do we get a fresh 75?
Right, yeah.
Interesting. Good question.
And also, like, there was never an... Was there an Orinoco Flow year before 1988?
Yes. Spiritually, yeah, there was.
Okay. God, I would love to know what the fucking early 1900s, late 1800s Orinoco Flow was.
I want an Orinoco Flow year. That sounds so good.
Mm-hmm. But like what I'm saying is that like you can just put the energy out for next year to be an Orinoco Flow.
But we're
year.
Not eligible for one yet.
Yeah, well, we don't even it's know when the 75
they
roll
can
over.
Be repeats.
Okay, there can be repeats.
So we could get you can
they
get
can be repeats.
You can get 75 Orinoco Flow years in a row.
Hypothetically speaking, yeah.
Wow, let's put the fucking energy.
We need
in the universe
to get
that
because I would really like that.
Seven and a half decades like, of Orinoco Flow, yeah.
Yeah, and like sometimes you get like national tragedy year, right? Like you had Dale Earnhardt died beginning of the year. You had 9/11 in 2001. You had, what else happened in 2001?
Aaliyah died
in 2001. Like sometimes you just have like just tragedy after tragedy year.
That was one of the worst years.
Yeah, 2001.
It was up there with 2020 of like bad years.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? WrestleMania that year was really good.
In 2020?
But was it
no, 2021.
In 2021? No, 2020 WrestleMania was
2001. 2001.
2001. WrestleMania was WrestleMania in 2001 good because of 9/11? I just think that we have to ask the questions.
What, because it predated 9/11 by many months.
What did Vince know, I guess is what I'm asking.
I've seen that Stone Cold versus The Rock match.
Yeah, that's and a it's good match. It's preceded by a 3-minute video package of Limp Bizkit singing My Way, which is great.
That's good.
That's the classic. So it's like the iconic thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was but that was before Aaliyah died, right? But after Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I think it was before Aaliyah died.
I think Where did Dale Earnhardt die?
Dale died in February, beginning of the year.
So it was after Dale.
After Dale, before Aaliyah.
Yeah.
That's how I do time.
AD.
But yeah, that's what I mean. AD is after Dale. Yeah. But that's the that's what I mean by 75. They're only 75 years.
Okay. So that's great. I think we've we can close the book on that one. What's next on the agenda?
Yeah. Let me check the notes.
Nikki doing her best to improvise. I wanted to see how long I could get.
Yeah, well, it's just like, I don't, like, there's not, for just, like, to peek behind the bit, it's like, this document doesn't exist, right? We all know that, but it's like, but it's just like, what could it have been,
yeah, you know?
So I started scrolling through text secrets, and then there were just a bunch of pictures of dildos that Jordan sent from Timu. And then now we're back at multifunctional leg beautification device.
Oh, but it's can tell you about something.
Oh, yeah. What's... okay. Yeah, please.
So, speaking of callbacks, a few weeks ago, we talked about a new video game. I kind of tuned out during that conversation.
Because I was looking up
Christian Horner's...
That was the best. I wish I could bottle that and then show it to you. Now, because you have gone from being a Balatro ignorer, scorner, to a total sicko in like the span of several days.
I won my first game yesterday.
Proud of you.
Congratulations.
After enjoying Four Roses small batch with Topo Chico cocktail and a win over the Minnesota Timberwolves, I sat down at my computer.
Big day.
Opened up Balatro and won my first ever Balatro game.
Huge. Do you remember what rules? Jokers you were rolling with?
I don't. I had a green deck, though. I do the green deck. I love the green deck. My game is all about the green deck. I cannot get anywhere without the green deck. Yeah, it's just so good.
It's a good video game.
It's a good video game.
There's a Balatro now that it's like, I cannot imagine being the person who made this game, the name of which I've immediately forgotten. Hold on.
Oh, there's a new Balatro-like out there?
Yeah, and it's Balatro, but it's roulette.
Oh. So it's
just, it's called?
Oh, Roulatro.
Bingle Bingle.
It's called Bingle Bingle.
Yeah, it's called Bingle Bingle. And it is literally just Balatro, but it's roulette. It's the same. It's like, I can't imagine being the Bingle Bingle guy because it's like he stole my whole fucking flow, except you were working on the game at the same time.
March 18th, 2024.
Yeah, it just came out.
Balatro released?
Before that.
Okay.
Bingle. Bingle.
I mean, I'm into it. It's an early access. It's 980 to 89.
Oh, 980 wow. to 89?
980 to 89.
Oh, wow. It's got like a lot of the same vibe, though.
Yeah, it's so nuts. It's like so thoroughly weird. Million monkeys typing in a room or whatever is
million monkeys typing in a room.
No, go ahead and finish what you think it is. Million monkeys typing in a room. What do they do? Like what's the premise of like you get a million monkeys typing in a room? What's the thing that they're supposed to do when you get a million monkeys typing in a room? First of all, it's not a million, but go ahead. What happens when you get a million monkeys in the room?
I think you get a million monkeys in a room and then they all, like two of them make Romeo and Juliet at the same time.
Let's fucking go.
Specifically two of them.
Do they collab? Is it like a writer's room?
I think the whole thing is that they don't talk to each other. But if you get enough brains in the same room, you'll come up with the same idea. At the same time. So I guess one of them is Romeo and Juliet. The other one is Juliet and Romeo. And otherwise it's the same.
You know what's wild? You know what's wild? And maybe I'm an idiot. What is that actually trying to convey? You get a million monkeys in a room with a typewriter. One of them will eventually write Shakespeare.
No. They're not in the same room and they're not all sharing one typewriter.
No, you have like a million monkeys, all with their individual typewriters, that they will be hitting random keys. Eventually one of them will type Shakespeare. Is that just supposed to be a law of probability example?
Yeah, it's just a probability.
It's just a mathematical.
Yeah, it's just a math thing.
Got it.
But okay. What I really like about a million monkeys writing in a room.
A million monkeys.
The way that sounds, a million monkeys writing in, like it sounds like it's like a kid's song.
Yeah.
Like it's the new baby shark.
It's the new baby shark.
Right.
There's something here.
Do we want to get really rich?
Really rich. Wow. Fuck Cocomelon.
A million monkeys writing in a room. What are they writing? It's a play. And then you list different plays.
And then you list different plays and you teach play. Streetcar named Monkey.
That's really good. Wicked Monkey. That's good. Okay.
The producer's monkey.
The producer's monkey. Our sick and old monkey. That's good. That's good, Jordo.
Oedipus Monkey Rex.
Once monkey. Play monkey.
Rent monkey.
Funny monkey.
Yeah.
A monkey thing happened on the way to the forum.
Mm-hmm. Monkey Hamilton.
Monkey Hamilton.
But then some of the book of monkeys, you're doing it. Some of the monkeys don't write plays. They just write a bunch of nonsense. Mm-hmm. So you mix that in there and then you can just sing the song with a kid forever.
Yeah. And that's how you satisfy a child. Hey, 14-year-old, if you're still listening to the show, can you please tell all your friends about this cool new kid song that we just made?
Yeah.
In between rounds
of Roblox, you'll love to listen to this song.
No, he's playing Fortnite, John.
Yeah.
He's playing a real game for adults.
He's playing Fortnite.
His little sibling plays Roblox.
Fortnite Monkey.
He's playing Fortnite Monkey. He's really excited about all of this stuff dropping in Unreal.
Fortnite Monkey.
Unreal Engine Fortnite for Monkey. Fortnite.
Okay, if you get a million monkeys coding.
Yeah.
How long does it take for one of them to make Fortnite?
Right, longer than it takes them to make Roblox. Hey! Pew, 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 pew.
A million monkeys writing. I love that song. It's just so
Monkey.
Is there SpongeBob play?
Mm-hmm. SpongeBob musical. SpongeBob musical.
Spider-Man turn spider off monkey. The monkey.
The monkey. No, spider monkey turn off the dark.
Okay, that's way better.
The stupid thing you said, John.
Yeah, that was.
Ariana Grande fucking SpongeBob from SpongeBob musical, house wrecker.
Oh,
break up SpongeBob.
Right,
and his wife had baby,
and the guy got big on TikTok because he gave an interview and he makes a DreamWorks face. He goes, and then everyone made fun of him for a long time.
I remember when that story broke and everyone was just saying like Ariana Grande broke up SpongeBob's marriage. And I was like, what? Because SpongeBob has been voiced by SpongeBob, the cartoon was voiced by Tom Kenny, who's iconic dude. And he's been with his wife for a really long time.
Yeah. Right. But now he's with Ariana Grande.
he's with Ariana Grande. What?
Yeah. It's a younger, better wife.
Big shift.
That would be nuts. Wild. Yeah, Jill Talley. He's been with Jill Talley since 1996, since when they got married.
That's a long time.
Six?
That's as long as I've been alive.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
They've been married.
Oh, wow. They're both born in 1962. Good for them.
Nice.
The least problematic age difference. Same year.
Yeah, he was also
Heifer. Tom Kenny
was also Heifer in Rocco. And I think often about the episode of Rocco where they want to go see a movie, and they must be modeled after living in Los Angeles, because they take a car and they can't find a parking spot in the garage, the Googleplex.
Oh yeah.
And when I became an adult, I was like, oh wow, I understand the show now.
Yeah. Have you ever driven all the way to a place, couldn't find parking, and then just went home?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I've done that. Oh, that's an amateur hour question. The better question is, have you done it more than 500 times? And the answer is, maybe. I've absolutely done that before. Yeah. And if that's a new phenomenon for you, it will continue to grow.
Yeah, it's a new thing for me. I hadn't done it until recently.
I used to get really bit out of shape about doing that, and now I'm just like, wow, the speed at which we give up is crazy.
I think I've only done it once.
Oh no.
Because usually if I don't know parking, if I don't know where I'm gonna park, I'm not going.
Oh, you're not going.
I'm that's, not setting yeah, out fair. In yeah. the first place.
That's exactly
from,
what it is.
You're cutting yourself off from that experience, which I totally get.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I don't know where I'm gonna park,
I'm not gonna go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting there as well. Yeah,
and it's like easy to just look up the area. Like, what's the parking?
Where is parking?
Mm-hmm. What's the situation? Yeah. Should I drive there or should I take an Uber? Should I take public transportation? You know?
Yeah.
A lot of the time, if I'm going someplace where there's like really, really, really gnarly no parking, at this point, I'm like, I'm probably going to drink. Right. So I'm not going to drive myself.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like downtown LA or something.
Rafifi's going to drive you.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
can Rafifi drive yet?
The first day we got her, she'd gotten to the driver's seat.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
So, yes.
Yeah. Her feet can't reach pedal.
Not yet.
You
got to get those long pedals.
Yeah, get the long pedals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be great.
Or get the hand controls. They do those, too.
Yeah. She doesn't have hands, John.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
You haven't seen them?
No, they haven't come out yet.
She hasn't shown them to you?
I guess she doesn't trust me that much.
She'll show them to me.
Yeah, I saw them. They're great.
John, you've seen them?
Yeah, she sent me a FaceTime once. She was like...
She has a phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has hands. Yeah.
Where does she hide it?
She calls me sometimes. She goes, I can't believe I live with these Nuggets fans. And I'm like, It's okay.
She loves the Nuggets.
I was like, they love you. You should totally.
That's such nonsense.
You should fall in love with the Nuggets. Jokic is great.
No, she's a Charlotte Hornets fan.
don't. Why would you say something
she looks so
mean?
Sad.
Yeah, that's why. My favorite player is LaMelo Ball.
Honestly, she's the right age range.
Yeah.
To like LaMelo Ball?
To like be really be like, I love LaMelo Ball. I'm 5.
Oh, for sure. I love LaMelo Ball.
Actually, I feel like that's like our 14-year-old listeners.
Yeah, that's
like, the girls they know love LaMelo Ball. Love I feel like, teenage girls all have a crush on LaMelo Ball.
Write us an email and let us know if you or anyone you know loves LaMelo Ball.
What? So
review
LaMelo,
us on iTunes
so LaMelo,
and say, I love LaMelo Ball.
LaMelo Ball got in trouble for having his brand name tattooed on his body, and they eventually let him do it. But if you had to get one prominent brand tattooed on you, what would it be?
Where?
Well, I would get
on your bicep.
Cody's brand somewhere pretty.
You would get the American Nightmare tattoo on your neck.
Yeah, because that's brand. That's his brand.
That's his brand. Yeah.
Yeah, get it on my neck real big.
Okay.
And then
I'm just kidding. I would never do that.
He would feel... Do you think if you did that he would feel worse about... Because he seems... I know he regrets it, but he seems like also the kind of person who would regret it more if you had it than he would
I think it would be on his own body. I think he would get very emotional and feel more validated that he got it.
Yeah, he would get... It would make him feel better about it. Yeah,
it would make him feel better.
Oh, okay. So then we should do
cry.
It.
He'd cry.
He would cry, 100%.
He'd hug me. Mm-hmm. He'd do a post about it. Yep. And he would maybe ask me to pretend that I had like a life-threatening illness
to make the post a little better.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he would do a Cody Cutter on me because that's my make-a-wish. I was going to say something really mean. I'm not going to say it.
What if Cody Rhodes got Cody Cuttered? Can he Cody Cutter himself?
No. What?
No.
No.
You can't do a cut. I mean, unless you were like in a cloning situation. Nikki's trying to figure it out. But with the microphone in their hand.
I think you could do it.
You're really close to putting yourself in the coquina clutch like Samoa Joe. I know that. You're close.
It would be so fucking funny if like Randall like RKO'd himself. Hold on.
Okay, Nikki's put down their microphone, is trying to figure out how to RKO themselves, I guess.
See, because like the, because he cut.
It doesn't work. You have to get the three quarters headlock, and you can't get it on yourself.
Nikki's really trying.
Nikki is going to rip. Nikki's their
trying to figure this out.
Out of their,
I feel like if we were better at math, we would be able to do this.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it though.
Okay, so Jordan says Bucky's or HEB for the brand.
I've never been to either of those places.
I think this is just recency bias. I think I would get a big Almond Joy tattoo.
Oh, for the brand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the brand where? You get tattooed on you.
Yeah.
What would I get? What's a good brand?
Wait, where, John?
On my bicep or something, you know? It has to be prominent. Mm-hmm. It has to, like the basketball players have to be able to, you know, you have to see it while you're playing.
Sure.
You know?
I'd get the Nike swoosh tattooed where the swoosh would go if I was wearing a pair of socks.
Okay.
I would never do that.
It's like imagine you're that though, and then little ankle socks.
Yeah, I'm always wearing little ankle socks, and then I have to intentionally tan such that like below the ankle is always like three skin shades lighter than the rest of my body.
What brand would I get? I might get like Crystal Hot Sauce.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
can I get a whole bottle of Crystal Hot Sauce tattooed?
Yeah.
That would be kind of sick.
Yeah, I think that'd be sick.
Yeah, I might actually change mine to a Topo Chico bottle. I think that would.
I've seen that tattooed.
Yeah, I'd probably do that. Jordan says Mounds is greater than Almond Joy. He could not be more wrong.
What's a Mounds?
Mounds is dark chocolate, no almonds. Now, granted, there's almost no part of the Almond Joy or Mounds bar family that wouldn't kill you. So there's almonds and coconut in it.
Oh.
Liz Kim did this. Liz Kim does really, really good product tattoos that I'm pretty only get posted when they're freshly done because I'm assuming they're so tiny in detail.
No way.
They just kind of dissolve into your skin once they're healed, but maybe not.
I mean, the lettering on this, I mean, it's a very small Topo Chico bottle.
Yeah.
And the lettering
I would love to see these healed.
Incredible. But yeah, if it heals, it probably fades pretty great.
Well, the thing is that what happens with tattoos when they heal is it isn't just that they fade, it's that they like blur out as the skin heals. So I feel like it's just not going to be as crisp like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like it might look bad in such a tiny detailed way.
Maybe not on your skin, you know?
What?
Wow.
So maybe not on your skin.
I mean, that's just, I've read this about tattoos.
Wow. I still don't have one. I want to get one this year.
LB, I thought you were going to fucking reveal a tattoo of a Topo Chico bottle.
That'd be so sick. But like my hermit crab. That's
a good hermit crab.
Thank you. I got it in New Orleans. It was really well done and this is totally healed and it's just like, it still looks really good because the artist did a really good job, but the lines aren't as crisp as they were when it was first done because they had to heal and that's how that works. I got a matching hermit crab tattoo with my friend Lauren in New Orleans, which is a city I think we should go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally.
The four of us.
Yeah. You can put any ink in a tattoo machine?
No. Well, I mean, to break the tattoo machine or to break you? Like, which one are you? You cannot put any ink in your skin.
Huh.
So what are you putting in your skin then?
Ink. Like from
Sharpie. Oh, you're saying saying you can't just put any sort of ink in your body. Yeah, it has to be specific ink.
That's what I'm learning now.
Right. Yeah, you can't just.
I have to go.
Okay, there's this movie that I love.
Nikki got their tattoos with scratch and sniff markers.
I think that might be fine because they're non-toxic. Yeah. Have you seen the movie Fear?
No, of course not.
It's my favorite movie.
Well, not a scratch and sniff, just a sniff marker. Just the one
sniff marker. I used to sniff those so much when I was a child. I love
they those smell. Guys. That's what they were for. They smell good.
My one of my most long. Well, it's not a long-standing memory. It's just a memory that just came to me. Whenever I think about those smell markers, I think about how I sniffed a bunch of them. Like I grabbed a handful of them, and then sniffed a bunch of them in the lobby at West Hollywood City Hall.
I think I was blueberry. In there
as a child at some point.
You know.
You think blueberry?
Yeah, I think blueberry is the one.
Okay.
That it smells like?
No, the best scratch and sniff. Oh, the best they're like just, sniff or the best marker.
Smell marker.
I messed up and said scratch and sniff. They're not scratch and
sniff. They're just sniff markers. Just sniff.
Well, you could scratch them and that's then true. Sniff them.
That's true.
Who is
can
this
I tell
tattoo?
You about Fear? Okay, so this is a movie from a movie called Fear, in which Mark Wahlberg is like obsessed with Reese Witherspoon and gives himself a tattoo by carving Nicole Forever into his torso with a knife and then breaking a ballpoint pen and just kind of rubbing the ink on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, does that work?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, no.
He did great, though, considering he probably had to do this in a mirror.
Yeah.
And like all the letters were reversed. So he did fucking great.
Also, the weird trivia is like he actually did this. Mark Wahlberg did.
He has this tattoo.
He actually did this.
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm making that up. He did,
oh, I thought you meant he did the makeup.
No, he did also start the worst burger train, a chain. In the
oh,
world.
Yeah. Can we talk about that? Because I missed all of this.
Oh, Wahlberger?
The Wahlberger. I mean, can we talk about this publicly?
Bear. Yeah. We can.
Yeah, I don't,
John,
yeah,
your camera
I don't,
died.
Yeah, I know. I just
John don't. Died.
Oh. I'm just trying to not go, oh, my camera died literally every time like I always do.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll pick up the slack
okay.
for you.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Thank you.
So what happened with this burger?
Okay. Someone posted a picture of a bad looking burger. I will put it in
really
the chat.
Really bad looking
okay.
burger.
Okay. Where did they post it? Like online?
On Blueski.
Yeah.
On Blueski.
And they said, yum. And there was one like on it for 24 hours.
Is this someone we know?
Tangentially.
Okay.
Someone that works in the games industry.
So we're sorry for dunking on your bad burger taste.
I'm not.
Well, I'm not just because this person says yum on the worst burger I've ever seen a picture
as
of.
As a colleague, as your colleague in the games industry, friend, I don't know you. But I love being employed, and I think that you're so valid to like this disgusting burger.
Oh yeah,
that's all kinds of disgusting.
Oh yeah, no, LB,
LB, terrible.
LB, you'd fucking hate working for this person. I'll just say that.
This burger is so funny. It's like a hourglass shape.
It's two crowns. That's the thing.
It's like
that
a
Nikki,
perfect woman. You're
that,
right, LB.
That's the thing that.
This is like Marilyn Monroe's
it's
body.
It's a Jessica Rabbit burger.
Yes, it's a Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
Like,
yeah.
Really big top bun, really big bottom bun, little tiny patty in the middle. Ooh, it's so snatched. Ooh, it's so skinny.
It is snatched. So it's a burger. What's got top bun. And and I need you, listener, to really listen to the words.
Yeah. Please listen.
Wait.
To me.
Really listen to the words that I'm saying.
Okay.
Top bun, egg, beet, question mark, pineapple, unmelted cheese, patty that looks like the size of a sausage patty, the most pickles that have ever been put on one burger, one thing of raw onion, tomato, lettuce, top bun.
And I want to say like box grated lettuce.
Box
grated
lettuce.
This is like shredded lettuce.
Yes, shreddis. Yes. And then top bun.
Mm-hmm. There's two top buns.
Two top
yes.
buns. It's all tops.
It's all tops.
Yes, oops, all tops. Yeah. No heel on this one. Mm-hmm. The worst, like legitimately, the worst burger I've ever seen in my whole life. And like, and that's not hyperbole. I'm not saying that because we're doing a podcast.
Right.
Like one of the worst.
It's the worst.
Things of food I've ever seen in my whole life. And yeah, like you can get it at the Wahlburgers in Australia.
Australia.
The Australian Wahlburgers.
And then this person got trapped in a bathroom where there is a poster of a Mark Wahlberg movie next to the toilet.
Yeah, so. Instant for instant family.
Can you fucking imagine that sitting there?
No, I'm giving myself a swirly, I think, until it all goes away.
This isn't even on the site, this burger.
I know. We were struggling.
We tried to do it.
Did you do this on the stream?
Yeah, we did this on my stream.
And I'm making you recover territory. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. No, not everybody watches my stupid ass stream, but they probably had to custom order. But here's the thing, Jordan. When I went to go custom order a delivery and / pickup of this burger, pineapple was not an option.
Pineapple not an option. And whatever the beet thing is also not an option. Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Maybe and that's Australia so only. Unclear.
You don't think that's pineapple?
Jordan, what is it then?
Jordan, what is it? What is it?
Jordan, look at it really closely.
That's pineapple.
Undercooked bacon.
No way.
Look at it really closely. It's pineapple. It's like
pineapple.
It's like a ring. It's ring
Stop. Think about it.
Stop.
Though.
It's ring from a can.
Think about it.
No, Jordan's right. Look at the bigger picture. No, guys, folks. That's a ring from a can of pineapple. On the left side, above the cheese, is the rest of the pineapple ring. The pineapple is hanging down from itself on the other side, on the right side. The left side.
But why it red?
Because I don't understand why the patty's so small.
Because the beet bled on it.
And that's how we know it's a beet.
Yeah, that's
this
how
is a crazy just, fucking burger.
It's fucking terrible.
How is this allowed?
I don't know. Like, I'll be honest. Like, the restaurant situation in Australia fucking sucked. Like I had to really do work to eat well there, because most restaurants you go into are like Q tier LA restaurants. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to like really make an effort. And then even then, like, the good food in Australia was not like
great.
Was mid here, you know? So I think this is just what they eat down there. Like, straight up.
I think that's just what they eat down there.
They don't know any better. So
welcome to Woolbaggers.
Yeah.
Woolbaggers.
If you mention Boogie Nights at Wahlburgers, do you get kicked out?
No, I think so. No, they just put a full severed penis on your burger. You can't ask that. You just have to eat it.
I feel like that's against health code violations. That is a health code violation.
He got an exception.
They prestige it. There are two guys back there with dicks that are off, and they keep prestiging it. It's just one guy.
It's not a health code violation if it's the same one guy. It's just the same dick over and over again. You can only legally get marked off once for that.
Marked.
And they're willing to take that hit.
Yeah.
So they just have the guy. Are they cloning a Wahlberg,
or is it just a guy?
Yeah, no, it's one of the Wahlberg brothers. They don't talk about.
Yeah, the
it's,
secret brother.
Yeah,
the
dick brother.
Yeah, Chimmy Richard. Wahlberg.
Chimmy.
Yeah. Yeah. Short for Chemecula.
Chemecula?
Yeah.
Chemecula Wahlberg.
Chemecula. Chemecula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And shortened to Chimmy.
Mm-hmm.
He's done
the most racial crimes.
Really?
Yeah, and that's why they hide him.
That's why they hide him.
They're not proud of his racial crimes?
Well, he's not done 2024.
He's done
they're
not many. These kinds of racial crimes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And he's done a lot of like reverse racism stuff, like so.
Yeah, you know, reverse racism.
What kind of reverse racism?
Wahlberg's made all those white hating video games that people have been talking about over the past.
Yeah. Wahlberg was the guy who wrote Black's Rule. That was him.
That was him.
Chemecula Wahlberg. And they hated that. I'm just imagining the modern art thing of Black's Rule, parentheses 2014 or whatever that was. Chemecula Wahlberg. Gosh. Wow. You know what, folks? If you're trying to close your eyes, is produced by Jordan Mallory, directed by Alan Iverson. Thanks, AI, with music by Jordan Mallory, podcast art by Max Schwartz. You can support us and help us make this podcast at AforDriving.com, which will also give you access to perks like video versions of every episode.
Video virgins?
Video virgins?
Yeah.
Video virgins?
Video virgins.
Of virgins every... that have never seen video, or is it people who have never seen video?
It's people who have never had sex on video.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
I know.
That's me.
Yeah.
Access to perks like video versions of every episode.
Great job.
Producer notes as all the JPEGs we described in a given episode. A monthly stream, our Discord community, behind the scenes content, and more. You can find us on Twitter and TikTok at If You're Driving, Blue Sky at ifyouredriving.com. You can email us at podcast at ifyouredriving.com. Follow me, that's John, at Floppy Adult. Yeah, I'm pretty much everywhere. My camera died. Blue Sky. You follow Nikki on Twitter at Godsua, and also on Blue Sky and Nikki Grayson. LB is at Hunk Tears basically everywhere, but also is taking a social media break.
You can't find me.
You can't find me.
But you can find me on the Discord. Yeah. So that's the only way to
last
hang out
night, me. LB, you could have seen a picture of the highball that LB had.
Uh-huh. You could have.
That's true.
And you can join and still see it today. I didn't delete it.
That's so important. And Jordan can be found at Jordan_Mallory on Twitter or at Jordo on Blue Sky. Also, please go to Jordstrom.net. Jordstrom.net. Let's take that one more time. Jordstrom.net for all your wares. Okay, you're good. You can open your eyes. LB, do you want to take us out?
All right.
Hold on. In 2011, an equity group that includes Paul Wahlberg, Donnie Wahlberg, and Mark Wahlberg licensed
Paul
the name
Wahlberg?
Wahlberger from Tom Walls for use in their own restaurants. Wait, the family also owns and operates another restaurant named Alma Nove, which opened prior to Wahlberger's. Its name is derived from the name of the brother's mother and the fact that she had 9 children. Nove being Italian for 9.